Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hello, it's Leslie Pops. I hope everyone is having a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day on the hilltop, and I'm introducing Serene and Pearl for The Potty, this week's potty.
Because Danny's gone once again. Thanks,
we
Leslie.
Just sing an ode to Danny.
Yes.
Oh,
Danny
that.
Boy,
yes,
we miss you, but you're making more money elsewhere. Anyway, he's going to be back.
Yes,
on the text thread that we talked to him about, he cried sad, crying tears on one of them because he couldn't make it.
Yeah, he put like 5 crying emojis.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if he makes it next week. Hey, we got good stuff today, Serene. Serene had this idea. She talked to me about on the phone this morning, and I'm going to let you take it away, but then we've got sort of like a secret thing we've kept from one another, and we're going to be revealing it on the potty today.
Yes. Well, you know, I was at the breakfast island in my kitchen, just trying to get breakfast down. I was trying to slice my bread for all the children to toast up, and I have this wonderful Japanese knife. I actually have a full drawer. I've got like 45 of these knives.
Really?
Yeah, I have to keep. I brought a bunch at this place. It's like Give Me a Five, where it's discount.
Yeah.
You know, where they're incredible items, but they're just discounted. And I just brought a bunch. But every time a knife would go dull, I'd just go get another one out of the closet because I didn't have a sharpener.
Yeah.
So I have myself a sharpener now. So in this drawer, I've got like a crypt of like 45 dead knives and a sharpener. Anyway, I just picked out one that looked sharp and I was trying to hack at the bread and it was so dull and it was so frustrating and it would just like crumble into pieces because it wouldn't slice through the bread. And then I had to pre-make my husband's lunch for work and I was trying to slice rainbow baby peppers and the knife was just squishing them. It wouldn't cut through. Don't you hate that?
Hate it.
And then I had to get into tomatoes, and that's the worst.
You need a serrated one for tomatoes. But if your knife is sharp enough without serration, it would be amazing.
But it actually crossed my brain, and I'm like, these are good Japanese quality knives designed for cutting. Mm. Like, this is its purpose. You are a knife, and you were designed to cut.
Yeah.
What is your deal? And it just made me think, wow. Just because something is designed for something doesn't mean it's always going to be in tip-top shape for the purpose. Because I got out the sharpener, I whacked it down that, you know, that diamond stone a few times and voila, it was perfect.
Was it?
And it made me thinking, I started thinking immediately about all of us and our trim healthy mamas and thinking, okay, everybody of us, we have a metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
But just because we have a metabolism doesn't, and our metabolism is designed to burn
fuels. Yes,
it is. It's designed to rev and to melt fat off of our body. But just because we have a metabolism, just because it's designed for that purpose, doesn't mean it's sharp. And maybe it's dull. And I got to thinking, wow. So what sharpens the metabolism? Because you know, maybe all of us. It doesn't mean that we are dysfunctional or we're defective because we're, you know, at a plateau or it's hard for us to lose weight. No, it's just you got a great metabolism and it's for the purpose of
it's,
making
it's
you
It's a Japanese
lose
knife. It's just dull, right?
Yeah, it's an awesome Japanese knife. It just needs to be sharpened.
Oh.
You know, and some people hear me, you know, and you'll be like, well, my neighbor, she's like 95 pounds and she can't keep anything. Well, she has a genetic sharpener built in.
Okay. So good.
So she still needs to sharpen it, but it's just doing it for her. It's just like one of those electric pencil sharpeners that she's always revving. But most of us, we need to sharpen it. So I told Pearl on the phone this morning, don't tell me, but pick your 3 top metabolism sharpening ideas and I'll pick mine and then we'll just bring it to the potty.
Yeah.
But then I can go further with this idea, okay? And we're going to go into other things that can be sharpened in our lives. But we wanted to start here because it's the most practical.
Also, I'm up.
Go.
And I had a feeling to myself that ours might cross paths, like what my 3 might be the same your three.
And Pearl, do you have yours as in list of number one, which is the most,
yeah,
and number two, number three?
No, mine are all equally important, I think. Because I was in the shower, you called me and I didn't have long and I was thinking, well, what are my top three? And I think they are something that I've been harping on lately because, you see, I've never run into a slow metabolism before in my life until I reached my late 40s, you know, a change of season, change going into menopause. So I experienced a bit of a slowdown, just not much. And so these three things have helped. When I first came to Trim Healthy Mama in my mid-30s, probably, I did not have a slow metabolism.
You came to it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you didn't. It's just like this book you found?
No, we developed it, I guess. When we developed it, I did not have a slow metabolism, I don't think. I think.
No, you didn't at all.
No, I just think that I'd been pairing crossovers and crossovers. First of all, I was vegan, and that depleted me for all those years, and I didn't do veganism very well, and I got all these issues. And then I just went from that into big-time crossovers, where I started to include animal foods, and then I went into, but I didn't know about separating.
I think you went more into crossovers almost to what you'd call cheats. Like, I don't think you stopped at like a cup of rice. You probably went to
that's
a whole
what I'm
mounded
saying.
Plate of rice.
But it was very whole foodish.
Yeah.
It was a combination of fats and carbs. And I started putting on weight, as you know, some of my story. You know, but then soon as Serena and I developed Trim Healthy Mum and we learned about the separations of carbs and fuels, I guess I still had a really good metabolism because I dropped that weight and I got to my trim.
And you dropped that weight with cream cheese desserts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did it with heavy S's too.
You did it with the pasteurized cream in that coffee every day, like a good pour.
I did, Serene. Yeah. I didn't even understand about light S's back then.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying my metabolism was pretty strong. Mm. It was good because it got to me where I was going, and I ate dessert every night with my husband because back then, you know, that's the way I got him into Trim Healthy Mama was through the desserts and through the heavy S's like fried chicken wings and, you know, pot roast with buttery gravy and heavy cream on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped weight on that, did it well, my husband did, and for many years I was happy being my drive-through Sue. Mm. Over the years, I started to learn and mature. This is long, I know, but I'm going to setting the scene here. Started to learn and mature. Hey, I don't quite need all those heavy S's. I'm learning from Serene. I'm into purest, more foods now. I just started to get excited more about superfoods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe I didn't stay in that real heavy S rut for a long time, but I was always, I could do them and it was fine. I could eat all sorts of cakes and just stay trim.
We don't know. Let me just interrupt for 3 seconds. Yeah. We never know what's going to be out. Like if you have expensive hair cutting scissors or material scissors, they say, don't cut paper with these. So we never know what's going to be our paper to our good scissors, to our good metabolism. For you, it was menopause, but you just never know what's going to be
the
blunter.
Other people might have thyroid issues or something.
Right.
Yeah, or just maybe seasons of nursing or pregnancy or just.
So it doesn't mean.
Who knows?
It doesn't mean that you don't have a Japanese wonderful knife or a great material cutting scissors. It just means there was something that was that paper. It was the blunter. Yeah. And you're going to sharpen it up and you'll be great.
Yeah. So anyway, so then I got to my late 40s and my perimenopause hit. And I just noticed some things. I noticed when I did heavy S's, my scale just wouldn't budge. It wasn't the same as before, so I thought, okay, something's happening with my metabolism. So then I have tweaked and I've learned and I've brought some of the things to the potty and Serena and I have talked, and this is what I will tell you, and you might find it to be different, but I can tell you this works for me without a doubt. People that I've helped online, it works for, and I fully believe, number one, this is Pearl's number one, that carbs, healthy carbs, rev the metabolism. When I changed my approach from a lot of S meals, not even heavy S meals, sometimes I do light, but when I put more E meals in, and I'll tell you about those E meals, it changed. My metabolism got healthy again. And I think it is because carbs are wondrous and our body likes to burn them first, and I do believe it takes a while. If you try this and you say, well, Pearl, after 1 or 2 weeks I've gone up a couple of pounds, carbs don't work for me.
It takes water.
Yeah, it is, but I do believe that it takes actually a few months for your metabolism to heal. mm-hmm. through carbs.
Me too.
Through healthy carbs. And I don't just mean a couple of sources. Like you could say, well, I did a chili, I did beans, right? Or what are your carbs? You know, I don't know.
Blueberries.
Yeah, something. No, I really took the approach where I tried, I'm doing all the carbs. I'm doing the oatmeal. I'm doing the sweet potatoes. I'm doing golden potatoes. You know, I love those things. Mm-hmm. And I burn through them. I'm telling you, for some reason, I do fruits mm-hmm. galore.
And you go deep in the fruits. You go mangoes. Mm-hmm. You don't just stick to the berries.
No, I don't do that. What other carb sources are we?
Bananas.
Yep. Sprouted breads. I can do those. Some people, not so much, but I can do those. Brown rice mm-hmm. and beans. I found that over a few months incorporating those, it was huge for my metabolism. I am not against fast. I am not against S meals. I believe there's such a purpose to those. And
but I feel like why we don't have to herald them is because most people have got that covered.
Yeah, they do. They love the fats. But I feel like those carbs allowed my metabolism to heal again. Maybe – who knows about my thyroid? Maybe it healed my thyroid. I don't know. But now here comes to number two, and that sort of coincides with number one, greens. I do believe that when paired with carbs, they are a metabolism-igniting furnace. Mm. When you do a plate of carbs with good, you know, carbs, and I'm still talking about E portions of carbs, mm-hmm. you want to protect your blood sugar.
Yes.
You know. I don't go and have two cups of rice. I just don't do that. But when you pair with tons and tons of greens and tons of veggies.
And you've also told me, you know, just so you know, she's not like some kind of like carboholic. She even like with her oats, you even got into the whole oat groats. And you're really into the more whole it is, the more slowly it burns.
Yes.
And so, you I'm know, there's the wise
very,
ways
the
of incorporating.
The core of the carb, the very basic part of it, that's the almost the foundational carb.
And she's not against old-fashioned oats at all. It's just that, you know, if you are diabetic and you want to be gentle with it.
If you are diabetic and you can't, well, oatmeal spikes my blood sugar, I think that you should try steel cut. If steel cut doesn't work, go back to the oat groat.
And give your system a chance mm-hmm. to heal. Like Pearl said, a lot of people get, their diabetes gets turned around on the gentle carbs.
I believe that carbs can heal insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes.
Especially
even.
Resistant starches.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do believe, but I think it takes a while. And I think glucose can help. If your body is spiking blood sugar with some carbs, try adding some glucose pudding or put glucose actually into your meal somehow.
And if you're just new, like a new peep in the room, might need to go to the website to look for the glucose pudding recipe. The membership site, is it? Or if you're not a member, you can just go to
any of our books.
Yeah, we have glucose recipes.
So I do believe, and Serena and I have harped on this for a long time, but at the beginning of my Trim Healthy Mama journey, I still ate veggies, but not as much as I started to as I went on in my journey. And I do believe that when paired with carbs and lean proteins, then I think that for me, it's been a complete turnaround. I believe my metabolism now is stronger and faster
almost
than
too
ever
fast.
Has been.
You're almost like having to
– yeah.
up the nut butters in your oatmeal in the morning just to be able to slow it down.
I am. And I also believe
it's so sharp, it's cutting everything.
It's sharp. It's a Japanese knife. It's doing so well, Serene. It's in its prime. Mm-hmm. And I do believe I have also found for myself.
Is this number three?
Nope. It's number three is coming. Okay. That with those e-meals, I do a lot of half. Sometimes I do all plant protein with them, like beans, or maybe I'll even do sprouted tofu sometimes, or lentils. I'm all love of those.
That tempeh.
But I still, really I've tried it a couple of times and I keep forgetting to buy it. Mm-hmm. But I still, I'm not a vegan. I still believe God created us to receive animal foods, but I just use the ones for me in my season that I really thrive with. It's a lot of fish. I do a lot of tuna, and if I'm going to do them, I sort of do sometimes half of the beans and then just a smaller amount of the animal protein. So I'm still receiving it, but I'm getting that nice balance.
And she's not preaching that for everybody. Nope. This is just something that she has found sharpens her Japanese knife.
That's for me,
And it's in a different season. Now, if she was in her reproductive years and
I'd
she
need
was
more,
nursing,
I think,
that she would need more of the animal protein. So hear her out. She's not putting a new, you know, banner over Trim Healthy Mama. She's just saying, hey, we're going to find out what sharpens our own individual knife.
Yeah, and I'm just speaking from my personal experience. And I've shared this here before, but you're asking me. Yes. Number three for me, and I know this goes against the tide, but not skipping meals, not fasting. I mean, you can fast for spiritual reasons. But for me, I think that I started to want to do that as my metabolism slowed down. I heard all about it and I was sort of against it in my mind. I read the studies that it's not so great for women. I know people disagree and listen, everyone has their own journey. And if intermittent fasting is working for you, well, then we're all unique. But I do say keep an open mind, right? Because I believe that the body has to learn to burn. And if you take things away from it to burn, then it's not burning well. Mm-hmm. That's just simple. Yeah. That's simple science.
Yes.
Teach it to burn. So give it the right things to burn. So it, like I just said, those two things, so it can burn faster rather than pull something away so it stays burning slower.
Let me tell you a little bit about Pearl. We used to go on a few road trips together, and couples to couples, like mm-hmm. Pearl and her husband and me and my husband. And, oh, it was so hard to go on road trips with them because I was a nursing mom, yeah. And, you know, in a different season than her. But she could go for hours without eating. Yeah. And Mr. Charlie, straight pants, the yeah. same. You know, yeah, he's like husband. A bear sometimes. Yeah, like he eats his big meal and then he's yeah. done. Well, oh, my goodness. It's just like, when are they going to get hungry? When? And then mm-hmm. we'll go to a hotel and they're like, okay, let's meet at about 7:30 for dinner. And I'm thinking 5, you know.
Yeah.
But now – yeah. going with them. Pearl's looking at the clock every 10 minutes.
And I think that, and I do so think that's happened when you do eat more meals. It does give you more hunger, but then you just, you know, when you have another E after that, I mean, you get full, but then you just get hungry again. Like, I'm not talking in before 3 hours necessarily, but sometimes I have to, the 2.5 hour mark, I'm just like, I have to have something.
Now, hungry isn't necessarily a sign that you just, oh, you just ate something that you weren't satisfied enough and now you're hungry. Mm-hmm. I believe actually that the E meals make you more hungry because they're revving your metabolism.
Mm.
Now, don't think I'm a druggo or anything, but I have this greenhouse of industrial hemp in the back yeah. of my in my yard. Don't send the police over to check yeah. if it is industrial hemp.
Right.
But I was starting to juice it and to blend it into my smoothies. It made me so hungry. Mm. I was hungry all the time. I ate like double what I normally eat, but the scale just started to go down. So things that, and I believe it's just an incredible metabolism rather.
Right.
So my point is that just because something makes you hungry doesn't mean it's because it's, you didn't found your meal properly enough on yes. protein or something's wrong. I think sometimes it's that because it's a metabolism rather, and that's what I've seen with you, Pearl, with your ease. You have lost weight, but you eat more.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I remember if I just sort of started my day with maybe eggs or eggs and sausage, nothing wrong with that. That's a Trim Healthy Mama meal. I could go to, let's just say I ate that at 8:30. I could go to 1 and then eat my lunch. But now when I start with an E, and I usually do start with an E now because my body thrives on it, I'll be starving at 11. You know, and so it's just a difference. And yet I'm better. I couldn't drop weight then. And now it's just easy for me. So that those, I do want to say though, that as we get older, I do give myself a natural overnight fast. Okay. So for me, I ate a snack around 3:30 or 4, so I don't eat my meals now, my general meal, till like 7. And I do that because then I don't need to be snacking later on in life. I'm later on in the night and I go to bed and I'm full. It just works for me. So then I get up and I actually don't eat. I might get up at 7, but I don't eat really honestly. Serene, you're not going to like this, but sometimes I don't eat till 8:30 or 9. I'll have a drink. And I know that's 2 hours afterward, but I'm just – It's just a good natural fast of 12 to 13 hours overnight.
Where your body has used everything up.
My body's used it all up and it's ready for the new day. And then I give it some healthy carbs and protein for my e-breakfast. Sometimes I do an S-breakfast. But that's my three.
I love it.
There you go. It took a long time.
No, I love it. Mine's going to overlap a lot.
Is it?
And we thought it would. But there are some different little things that I know that you will agree with. But it just was maybe in your top five, not in top three.
Look at your scrap of paper. It's a little piece of
ripped
paper.
I pulled this little piece of paper from your house from an Amazon box or something. My first one was, which is actually my number one as number one most important.
Yes.
Is eat. Now, this is not like you have to do this to be on Trim Healthy Mama, but just if you want to sharpen your knife.
Okay.
Eat ease for breakfast.
Ooh.
I have a little theory about it. And okay. Pearl said that, you know, eat more ease. And one of hers was she naturally eats them more at breakfast time. I have a little theory that I feel like when you put ease in your body at breakfast time, you're saying to your body, the sun is up and the harvest is in the field.
Yes.
It's time to burn.
Yeah.
It's not like it's winter and you're a bear and you're in a cave and it's time to hold on.
Yeah.
It's more like, let's celebrate and let's get burning. Mm-hmm. And so it's just my own little theory on that. But I find when I eat ease for breakfast, I drop weight. I didn't even want to drop weight and I dropped weight. I just did it because Pearl was doing it for her for her menopausal.
I know you're so naughty what I was doing and then you did
I'm such a copycat of my big sister. I started doing it and she had these incredible results and I just wanted to try it out for style. And I tell you what, it just dropped weight on me. And I eat actually more for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I love just a
and
really...
And studies show, Serene, that our bodies are primed for burning in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people skipping breakfast, right? But you look up any studies, they say your body burns more calories in the morning than it does at night.
Yeah, exactly. And what I've found too is I usually like to exercise around 10:30.
Yeah.
And the energy that I have for that is so much more than when I eat an S for breakfast. I find that I've got just wonderful glycogen stores in my muscles and I just feel more peppy. So my number one sharpening point for the metabolism is eat ease for breakfast.
Yeah.
And number two.
Now that's mostly ease, right? You can do occasional S's.
Oh, totally. I'm just
and
saying.
And these are just our own things. You're still a trim healthy mama if you prefer S's for breakfast,
I went
people.
5 years on only S, never an E for breakfast.
Yeah, you hated ease for breakfast.
I hated it. I wanted my fried eggs for breakfast, dripping in red palm oil and my coffee and cream and my coconut little fudgy chocolate on the side.
Yep.
I did that for 5 years straight.
Yep.
And I'd be so angry when Pearl said, you should try an E for breakfast. Change things up. And I'm like, I'll have them for lunch. Thank you.
Yes, you did. All right.
Number two. Now, this isn't for everybody. And like Pearl said, she burnt through all her cream cheese Pinterest Trim Healthy Mama recipes just fine. But if you're a Japanese knife that needs sharpening, decline on the pasteurized cream for a month.
All right, Serena.
And any pasteurized dairy, try it for a month.
Just go
pasteurized dairy free. I'm not saying you can't have a wonderful raw gouda or have some, you know, I do double fermented kefir and it's all raw and everything and I burn through that like nobody's business.
Some people don't though.
Some people don't. But I'm just saying try.
Yeah.
If you're going to try it, try take the pasteurized out.
Yeah, first, for sure.
And I'd say if you want to rev your metabolism, do it like a few months a year, like little pasteurized dairy fasts. And I reckon I'm telling you, even way back when, Pearl, when about a few years ago, and I'd be like, ooh, I might just try and lessen the cream in my coffee. Whenever I lessened it, I would lose weight. I would just drop a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
And it would be anything else I was changing. And I just feel like there's nothing wrong with it. It's on Trim Healthy Plan. It keeps people like feeling like it's a sustainable approach. They can have their dessert and their whipped cream on berries. Great. I'm not taking it out for you.
Yeah.
But I'm saying when you need a little sharpening,
take
it out for a month. And it's a nice cleanse too.
And then what do people use in place?
Oh, see,
there's so many things.
For me personally, I've tried all the alternate creamers in the world. And I used to make my own, which I really like, with a little MCT oil and almond milk and collagen. And I'd whip it up like in a quart jar. And it'd be really creamy in it, and I just add a little bit to each, you know, drink in the morning. Instead of whipping it up in every drink, which I originally did, it was just annoying. So I just make my own creamer. But I actually found out that I love the original. I don't like the flavors, but the original nut pods, it's so creamy and so divine. And I put that in my coffee. I put it in my husband's coffee. And I didn't want to lose weight, but that made me lose weight just then.
You know, I noticed, I look at some threads on Facebook group about nut pods, and some people really like it and a lot of people don't, because it's like, it's not as creamy for people. But this is what I do with it. In my coffees, I do 1 tablespoon of nut pods and 3 to 4 tablespoons of unsweetened almond milk. And then if I want, you know, if I do want a coffee sweet, I'll add gentle sweetened and some of our natural bursts.
Right.
But I find that to be very creamy because you're putting more in.
I think what it is it has a creamy, well, the original. I don't like the hazelnut and all that. It doesn't seem as creamy for some reason.
I don't mind it, but.
But the actual, the flavor of that creamy original nut pods, I find that the texture is quite creamy, but the color is not. So you just can't look at your coffee.
Yeah. Here's another thing. I do want to say this. Our trimmies are awesome, right? Mm-hmm. And so many people, they switch from heavy cream and they go to our trimacino maybe that we created, and they lose weight because they're getting rid of the pasteurized dairy. Right. One thing I found though, for me, I found some of us that have, you know, Japanese swords that are a little dull through menopause or through other things. And don't get mad at me, Serene. We don't burn this. Listen, I think most people do, but some of us don't burn oils as well. I found that even when I was trying so many things to rev my metabolism again.
Hey, I'm not going
to
get mad at you.
I was doing trimmies and I was doing oils and just the pure oils and deep S's. And just the little bits of oils, my body, my older cells or something just wasn't burning that really intensity of fat. And I found that maybe some of the plant fats like nut pods in my coffee, I think if I did 2 trimmies a day, that's 2 teaspoons of fat. You think, well, what's that? That's nothing. But my body was just having a little bit of trouble with it.
Well, you know, everybody's different. You know, some people go to those deep air salads, pour olive oil over it, and they burn it. It's just different. It's just different season. And, you know, some sharpeners, you all have different sharpeners too.
Yeah.
Like I've found a sharpener that really works for my knives in my crypt, you know, my dead knife drawer. But, you know, some people swear by this sharpener and that sharpener. And so for you at your season, this worked for you. And that's and it sometimes going to pure olive oil is somebody's sharpener.
So
I hear you though, Pearl, and maybe you should try, guys listening, Pearl's little
because coconut oil is supposed to be so thermogenic, and it was for me.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when I hit perimenopause or I hit it, some reason it stopped being that way for me.
So what Pearl's done now is instead of pouring a bunch of oil all over a salad, she'll chop a bunch of nuts up.
Yeah.
So it's not as
– It's not as intense. And,
right.
Well, that sounds like
– Not a handful of nuts.
No,
I don't.
I do a small amount or I do some nut butter. My
Except for now,
dressing.
She's not saying this, but for now, she's so sharpened, she's having to put tablespoons of
I
nut
am.
Butter.
I'm having to increase. But all I'm saying is when I was trying to figure out my sharpener, and I like what you're saying. Everyone has a different Japanese knife and everyone has a different sharpener, and you've got to figure out what sharpens your Japanese
knife. I like
knife.
That. So that was number 2. Go on a little pasteurized dairy fast. It might be just a great sharpener. Number 3, go for fish.
Yeah.
Just I eat red meat. I love it. We have our own grass-fed cattle. It's just awesome. You know, I'm into all kinds of meat and I'm grateful and I bless the Lord for it.
Yeah.
And I partake. I'm just not much of a shellfish and pork eater myself, but you know, I'm just into thanking the Lord for all of his wonderful gifts. But sometimes some things are great gifts and others are just great sharpening gifts.
Yeah.
And I find fish is a wonderful metabolism booster. I find the natural oils in salmon, they are the type that help rev the metabolism. But there's so many lean fishes too, lovely lean fishes that pair well with the gentle starches like the waxy little golden potatoes, the baby ones.
Yes.
And what I've noticed that's helped my husband the most is he just loves steak and broccoli with cheese and steak and broccoli and cheese. And what do you want on Wednesday night? Steak and broccoli and cheese, you know. And it's great. It's on plan. And it was fantastic. But I found when I started adding a few nights a week when I did like tilapia.
Yeah.
And I would put it in my little air fryer so it didn't have to have hardly any fat with it. And then I'd steam up those waxy golden potatoes.
Yep.
And then sprinkle all with Cajun seasoning. And then I would make that dressing you told me about, Pearl, with like a a teaspoon or a generous teaspoon of tahini or your favorite nut butter, and then a tablespoon of soy sauce or Bragg's, 2 tablespoons of nutritional yeast, 2 tablespoons of water, and you kind of whiz it up in a hand blender or with your fork really
over
well.
The potatoes.
And I'd pour all that over the potatoes and the tilapia. Oh, and if you even want to go the extra mile and saute a little onions and tomatoes hot and pour it over. Oh, but
sounds
I did
divine.
Those lean and luscious fish meals. Revved, sharpened his metab. Yes, Leslie.
I have
Pops.
A tiny quick question.
Yes.
And it's kind of back to rookie, Leslie, you know, remember that?
Yeah,
rookie
be a rookie.
What is tahini?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I feel like I'm too old to ask now. Like I should know what this is, but I don't. And I don't know how to use it, what it is, where it came from, all that stuff.
It's just sesame seeds ground up into sesame butter. It's like
peanut butter to peanuts. It's tahini to sesame seeds.
So it goes on toast?
Everything. If you're,
is it a dressing?
Of course it does. You're British.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, it goes on everything. Spaghetti on toast.
So I knew it from Vegan World. So it's a vegan thing.
Well, like not at all. It's Israel. It's Middle Eastern, and they pair it with a lot of
But like in itself,
lamb and
in itself
it's vegetarian.
Yes, but you were right.
Yes. That's from, where I first heard.
It's from sesame seeds ground up into butter. It's delicious. It really goes well with savory things and sweet things in our new book, Trim Healthy Future.
Oh.
Serene, you have an incredible sauce with it.
Dipping sauce.
It's tzatziki dipping and
smothering
sauce. And she does a sweet version and a savory version.
Yeah.
And it's a fuel pull.
Yep.
And it can go on muffins or it can go all over.
Even though sesame seeds are a natural fat, when you make a sauce with it, with a bunch of liquid in it, if you have a certain amount, it's beautiful.
Look at John. He's kneeling down. And whenever he kneels, we know he's about to come. He knows he's about to speak.
Not that you asked for my 3 tips, but.
Yeah, I know. I know what they are.
You guys are sitting here talking about this, and I feel like I do have something constructive and that might be helpful. So we're talking about the metabolism and just a refresher for those who we say that word, but like, what is metabolism?
It's right. metabolism
is the set of processes that the body goes through to convert, it does 3 things, convert fuel, what you're giving it, into cellular energy. It also converts what you're giving it into proteins. And then the third part of that is it, through those processes, there is waste, metabolic waste, and it helps get the metabolic waste dealt with and on its way. So that's what metabolism is. And the one thing, I mean, Donna and my wife and I have done many things to help. Think about that. That is essential. It's the essential operating procedure of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do to help that? And there's lots of things you can do, but the biggest thing of all, and Serene, you touched on it in your point number one, but I just think it's huge, is and my life is completely different once I started paying attention to this. And it's in order to let the body do those processes, and the body knows exactly what it's doing, you have to pay attention to the circadian rhythm of your body. You have to.
Yeah.
Because our bodies operate on the light cycle of the day.
Yes.
And you'd mentioned when you get up, it's like it's time to burn. That is so, so true. It's so essential. So just think about what you're doing when you are, the sun's gone down, you've lived your day, now your body's in mm-hmm. rest, repair mode, and the sun's long since gone down, and you're sitting in your room baking under artificial light, most of which is blue light, which the body, your skin's photosynthetic, and your brain thinks it's noon.
Yeah.
You know, and
you want a big lunch, a jar of peanut butter.
And so you get hungry because the body's not doing, you've messed up its cycle.
Yeah.
It really is midnight, but it thinks it's noon because you're sitting there baking under lights. And I can't stress enough, if you can just start paying attention to the natural light cycle, you know, wake up with the sun.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying go to sleep when the sun goes down, but when the sun goes down, that's probably, and everyone is different. Pearl, I know everyone's bodies are different, but if the sun goes down and it's, you know, it's like 9-10 o'clock at night, yeah. I think one of the worst things you can do to your body is start putting food in it.
And yeah. going to the Y? You can go, it'd be 10:30 at night driving home from some event and you're seeing people at the Y like...
But I do have to ask you that. What if that's their only time?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Everybody's different. But I'm just saying there are parts that we can, if we have a dull metabolism, that we can think, oh, I can think about, maybe I can get to a better season where I can change this around.
Such a simple thing, but I just know for myself and for my wife, paying attention to that natural cycle and just letting the body do what it's built to do when it's supposed to do
it. Can I say something about John's wife? John's wife has the opposite situation, but it's still to do with metabolism. They're trying to get her metabolism to fully incorporate that fuel into the cells and to feed and nourish her body. And they have done this by one of the steps is as soon as there is a beautiful sunshine out, they sit her out in that beautiful sun, and that helps her body, the metabolism, kind of fire properly so that she can receive that nutrients.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Sleep is so huge too. That's why Serene and I've always said go to bed. I mean, you know, and obviously... Thanks, John. It's so huge.
Yeah, I love that.
And that's
that.
Why
Professor
I'm talking about
John.
Sleep now.
That was good stuff.
It's not like we have to be Little House on the Prairie and go, you know, I'm sure they sat up to lamplight and red, but it was golden lamplight. You've changed all lights in your home to golden rather than blue, right?
Yeah, but, you know, golden light, it makes you more restful. It's not like it doesn't make you feel like you're going to do marathon book reading and go to the end of the book.
But obviously some of us have to party and just live life and, you know, and stay up above 10. And sometimes we have to, or sometimes you have a job that you have to do. So God will get you through that. But on the whole, I'm always getting ready for bed around 10. I'm in bed by 10:30.
Yes.
Otherwise you're going to be hungry and you're going to be chomping.
Yes.
Chomping at midnight. Mm-hmm. That's not right circadian rhythm.
Yeah, so that's so good. I love that.
Of course, sometimes you're nursing and pregnant and whatever, but mostly we're just talking about general life.
Yeah, exactly. And so I actually have done my three.
Yeah.
Pearl, I mean, we can chuck in a four or fiver if we want to.
I think we've sort of included four and fivers in the 1-2-3s.
Yeah, yeah, probably. But I just want to touch on it really quickly too, because I was thinking about this knife, this wonderful Japanese knife. It's designed for cutting. It's... I have it. It's great. It's made and created for this reason, but it's not kind of working. It's got dull. I was thinking of other things in my life, besides from food areas and metabolism, that I have and is designed for something, but maybe it needs sharpening. And I thought of the fact that I've got a heart, not a physical beating organ in my body, but a heart, emotions designed for love, created in the image of God, designed for love. And I have that and it has a purpose, but has it got dull? And we might need to get a sharpener out on that. You know, maybe it's starting to, you know, it's so wonderful to shower love on all our beautiful, cute, cuddly children and our husband or, you know, wife or just people that we love. But maybe it's time to sharpen that knife and start to love the people that drive you crazy. Maybe that would be a great sharpener.
Ooh, it would.
Sharpen up our love. And I was thinking about, you know, a lot of things in life, and I was doing my little Bible reading this morning out in the sun, and it said, always turn from what is wrong. This is in 1 Peter chapter 1, I believe, and it said, and cultivate what is good. And it started making me think, just because we have something in our life doesn't mean we aren't meant to cultivate it and sharpen it. And I love Graham Cook. I've talked about him before, but he always says, I practice peace. I practice peace in the peaceful times because I just want to have peace when I need it and not have to scram for it when things go crazy. So he says, oh, every day I practice peace. And I thought about that because just because we think, oh, I could get peace, it doesn't mean that it's going to be sharp and ready for a turmoil situation or whatever. So keeping things sharp, even things like, you know, we started with the practical, but even things like a heart and different areas of our emotions, we got to keep cultivating those things and sharpening them up. Pearl, you got anything to say on that?
No, because it's just the first time hearing that. And so I was really looking into my own life, wondering what should I sharpen up, Pearl? And that was good.
I have to sharpen up the stopper of my tongue. You know, we all have a filter. Well, we should all have a filter. I hope I have a filter. You know, I got it and it's designed for a purpose, but sometimes it's so dull. I just all kinds of junk like flow from my mouth, like you know, complaints and this and that. And I need to sharpen up my filter to make sure it's ready to shut the gab when I feel like gossiping or being a moron.
I just want to sharpen up my gratitude.
Yes.
I know I've said that before, but sometimes it's just easy to get dull. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how it's easy to get in an S rut, and I just want my fried eggs and my coffee and cream. But I, you know, you can go through life and it's just, you know, I just want to not find the things to be grateful for or not mention them.
So good. I just thought of something physical too, just because it's just like everything, just because you have muscles and just because they're designed to move your body. Just because you have it and it's great and it's for a purpose does not mean they're sharp.
No.
We have to keep using and sharpening those muscles up or we'll walk around like rusty, like dowager hump people.
Like Serena, I was doing our work-ins this morning, right? And sometimes I get these weird thoughts during a work-in session because you know how you mentioned, my great-grandmother, she's 96 and rail thin and has been all her life. Okay, so she has an internal sharpener, right? Yes. Somehow she's blessed with a sharpener that's always on. I wasn't blessed, maybe like you are, Serene, with a natural instinct to want to exercise. Ugh, horrid for me. But I've learned to make it sharp, but it's by sheer will and it's by understanding of that why I have to do it. But sometimes I get these weird thoughts, like I was doing clammies in my jammies this morning, and I was like, what the heck am I doing? This is ludicrous. I'm lifting my thigh and it's hurting and yet I'm still going. Why am I continuing to do this? This is uncomfortable. This is hurting me. I should jolly well turn this off, like thoughts like this that were coming into my brain. But then I was like, no, I've come so far. I've cultivated muscle tone in my body. God gave it to me for a purpose and I've got to keep it sharp. I want the next 50 years of my life to be strong ones. You know, after my work and I even got down a couple of push-ups because I want to hold my grandchildren. I want to be strong. I want to, how do you stop bone loss as you go older? You can do all sorts of eating things, but no, it's resistance exercise. Yes. It's actually doing things that hurt your muscles and putting bearing loads on them. If we don't, you know, go through things that are difficult, we become dull.
So good. So good. And even like our marriages, Pearl.
Yeah.
You know, we've got this marriage. It's wonderful. It's designed for love.
It's designed.
But we can let it grow dull.
We can.
So there's so many things that just because we have to sharpen them doesn't mean that we don't have wonderful Japanese knives or wonderful marriages or a wonderful set of emotions designed to cultivate peace and designed to love. Doesn't mean any of that. Just means, we just got to sharpen it.
And there's no shame in sharpening, is
no
there?
No shame in
you
sharpening.
You bought those really good knives, Serene.
Oh, they're awesome.
They're sitting there unused just because they weren't sharpened.
I can actually take 40 of them out and just keep 5 in there now because now I know that I've got this good sharpener. I went and brought a good sharpener.
Yeah.
And now I don't need that blinking full draw, which I would just go ballistic. That's dull. Get out another one. That's dull. And just go like mental every morning. You know, it's like sharpen your good set of 5.
Yeah. For different types of vegetables. Then you don't need to keep buying more.
Exactly.
It's just like, hey, we're going analogy fest here, but it's just like sharpen the good knife you have. Stick with the good nutrition knowledge you have and you don't need to go to all the extreme diets. Okay, let's try keto. Okay, let's try, you know, all the plant-based and let's just stick to good, wise things and then sharpen it. Tweak it. Sharpen it. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Trim Healthy Natural Burst Extracts are here. They're natural, and they will keep your taste buds tap dancing through any flavor whim. I love adding a little maple extract to my almond milk. It tastes like maple syrup and milk. It's delicious. But I just want to say something really quickly. A lot of extracts, you know, that often means artificial ingredients, questionable extraction process, but not so with natural flavor bursts. Integrity and natural purity have spearheaded this entire flavor extraction process and driven the choice for pure sourced ingredients.
Yeah. But Serene, I don't know what I could do without my caramel.
You love the caramel. Extract,
my pecan and my maple and my coffee.
Maple's my go-to.
Oh, my goodness. Cherry. But our extracts, Serene, they're about double strength of others. I've actually did a side-by-side because I wanted to know. And so what you're getting is quality, you're getting strength, and you're getting purity.
Listen, no chemicals, no propylene glycol, which is a huge one. No MSG, no artificial anything.
And now is the season for baking. So put it in your yummy frostings on your cakes. Or, hey, if you're a smoothie lover, in goes the natural burst. And then you get natural flavor without a whole bunch of calories.
And I've even done it in my savory. I've put coconut extract in my Thai.
Yes.
Yes, delicious. And you can use less coconut milk. And you still get that wonderful coconutty flavor.
Yeah, so try Truly Natural. Natural bursts and amp up flavor. Go to www.trimhealthymama.com and look for Natural Burst Extracts. See ya.
Amen. Good.
Maybe Danny will be back here next year.
Yeah.
Next year. Trim Healthy Mama my way.
And then I'll be Trim Healthy Mama to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.